Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The Wise Men Say podcast. We're back. I'm back. I'm in a car. I'm in Richard's car. I'm with Richard. My car hasn't been stolen. Hello, Richard.
Hello. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. Yeah, I'm all right.
It's familiar, isn't it?
Yeah, we decided to bring back the car pod today. We're not. we don't have anywhere to go, so this is a bit weird. So we're just going to go. Where are we going?
I don't know. Could go to work. Go out old job.
No, I don't want to go. I didn't like that job. No, it was terrible.
Back there. Them days is over.
We'll just have a drive. Maybe go somewhere. I don't know. We'll let you know where we go as we discuss the defeat to Leicester City, another defeat, and also preview another potential defeat on Saturday. If Sunderland face Southampton, because the fires, is it still going?
It's the fires of St Mary's, isn't it?
St Mary's fire.
Yeah, I don't know if it's still going, but yeah, certainly. Yeah.
Well, obviously they cancelled the game yesterday against Preston, and it is. I don't know if no one's seen it. There's a big fire right next to St Mary's Stadium, probably like the ticket office at Sunderland catching fire.
Yeah, it's like it's like the equivalent of Sheepfords going up in it.
Yeah. But yeah, so we'll talk about Leicester first. There's a taxi in front.
Get a bus which is there. Sorry.
It's fine. Sunderland lost
Jesus.
For the fifth game in a row against Leicester City on Tuesday night. What did you make of the game against the Foxes, Richard?
We made a pact that if it was going to be a comprehensive defeat, we'd go on the hour mark.
Right.
But we hung on. We hung on because it's actually got quite good around the hour mark, so we kind of hung on. Then so it's their second half is quite enjoyable. I just think that they didn't have to go into top gear in the second half. And I felt if we scored, and I know we came close to it, but had we scored, I think they'd have just happily trotted back up and scored. It felt like, you know, they didn't have to put that much effort in the second half. You know, what was their XG in the second half? 0.01 or something? That was like...
I don't know.
That was just indicative of how much they'd like laid off us. And I think they were just toying with us, to be honest. They had so much quality in their side.
Yeah, I agree to an extent. I was a bit disappointed by them. I don't know how much I feel they just deliberately did that, or they're a bit out of form because they'd lost the last three. I was a little bit I thought the first 20 minutes they were really good. We stood off them though and allowed that to be the case. I thought we were okay in the second half. I think you're probably right. I wouldn't say we pinned them in, really. I think there was elements of that, but there was, I think Leicester, as you say, probably did feel like they had enough to maybe go back up and score another goal. Strange way of looking at a game when you're 1-0 up, though, that I find. Like, you'd rather be 2-0 up and then do that. Like,
yeah, exactly. But I think they were like, just get the result.
Yeah,
And go home. I think I saw some stuff like their fans weren't expecting us to be as as kind of like not poor or shit or anything, but not carrying any threat.
Yeah,
we're quite toothless again. Like,
you
take Jack Clark out of the side, and you've just got a functional team that doesn't actually score any goals, which is a bit of a concern.
Well, the chances of note. Bellingham had a header in the first half, which was comfortably saved by the goalkeeper, and then Hume obviously hit the bar, but that was like 30 yards out. It's not really a chance. It's a great effort and a great save, actually. But it's not a chance. Like, it's not going down. Oh well, try and miss that opportunity there. It was a great strike, and then really, there was the penalty shot at the end.
Yeah, I'd gone by then. Yeah,
right. Seen it back?
I have seen it back, and I think Ballard's first touch, if it wasn't so heavy, he probably doesn't go down like that.
Yeah.
But I think he'd realised, I've put too much of a touch on this, and I'm probably not going to get there before the keeper. And he's felt the touch, and he's just gone down. And I think it's a centre-half going down theatrically.
Yeah. I thought it was a stonewaller.
I think, because it would have been right in front of me, had I still been there, and I think,
I still think it's a foul. I do think it's a foul. He's put his hands on his back, and he has pulled him, but he has gone down, you're right, quite theatrically, just hit it.
Yeah.
Like, but I think it was a penalty, and I think if that's 20 minutes earlier, he gives that.
Maybe, yeah. I thought the referee did quite well.
I thought he was alright-ish. Well, I don't think he's got the Premier League on Saturday, isn't he? So I don't think he was that good.
I thought he was quite fair.
I think the balance. I think it was and the balance. You know, I don't think you could say he was favourable for one side or another.
He gave exactly the same handball at the same spot. He gave it against Rigg in the first half, and I thought he wasn't going to give it the second time against Leicester, so I went absolutely off it.
Great. Making
a show of myself, not realising he'd given it, and there was no point in me shouting.
Dorna just very embarrassed.
Head in hand. Yeah. Not for the first time that night either.
Does she just spend the entire game with her head in her hands now?
A lot of the time.
Just to save time.
First minute, I made a quip.
Right.
Because they were singing "Come
Liquid."
On, they were singing "Come On, Lester," and I thought it said "Come On, Mister." So I was like, "Come on, Mister!"
Why would they be singing that?
I don't know. And then, So yeah, it's just one of those things that she has to put up with.
Yeah, that's fine. Positives. Thought Rigg played well.
Yeah, I really like. I really like what I say from him. He's positive. He always tries to move the ball forward. He has a really good eye for a pass. You know, he tried picking out Job with a really, had Job been quicker onto it, and maybe, you know, 2 yards to the left, it would have been a perfect ball into his path. Just to be making those passes, to be trying them and showing that kind of maturity beyond his years, it's really encouraging to see.
Yeah, he looks effortless on the ball. Like, he looks really good, and if, you know, fitness allows, he stays in the team for me, to be honest. I think Oshish played quite well when he came on.
He reminded us of the kind of performance that Pritchard would do when he came on as a sub.
He put the ball through, didn't he?
Yeah, and he'd you know, take the game by the scruff of the neck. You know, he's always trying to get the. He was first to the ball when the ball went out for a throw, and would be like kind of moving it on. And I'm not sure. I don't know, because every time I've seen him start, he's not done that well.
But I think he warrants a start ahead of Job at the minute, though, should he? I mean,
I'd left by the time Job had got good. Apparently,
missed him get good. I think he was I feel for him a bit. He just needs to not play. I've not been that impressed with him, to be honest, but I think he did quite well on Tuesday, and I think probably deserves a go. We've tried most other things, so I think probably deserves a shot. Although Hume had his best game in a while, to be fair.
Yeah.
And yeah, Patterson obviously made them saves and did quite well. Currently on Moor Lane, looking over the city of Sunderland. It's quite nice, actually.
It is quite nice. Shit's been.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell, that's a big one. Sorry,
yeah.
Didn't get coffee before.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I've been on you.
So that's another defeat, really. And then five in a row, which is, that was probably the best performance of the five.
Well, that's it. I mean, the record will show that we've lost five, but it won't show that. You know, we're probably good value for a point.
Yeah, I guess.
Possibly.
Yeah,
but yeah. I just think we're in a rut without actually looking like things are like we're in trouble. But if you lose five games in a row, that is quite worrying.
Yeah,
but we don't look like it on the.
Well, I think in the league table as well, we're just destined to be in no man's land, barring like something monumental happening at either end. And I think the performances just look a bit like that, to be honest. I think.
Yeah.
But there's an opportunity, obviously, on Saturday to not lose six in a row. And we'll talk about that when we return.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back to the Wise Men Say podcast preview show now, because we're going to talk about Sunderland's trip to Southampton on Friday. No, Saturday. Playing on Friday.
Owls are playing on Friday.
The old beloved Owls. Did they play in the night? Nocturnal.
Yeah.
Play in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
It's another tricky one. Southampton haven't played midweek, as we said before, because of the fire. So their game against Preston was called off, and they aren't in the best of form, I believe. They beat Birmingham in the last minute last week. Birmingham were down to 10. They've lost a couple recently, though, and after that massive unbeaten run they had. Yeah. So
it's like we're going down there knowing that we're going to be outpossessed.
Yeah.
Like knowing that we're only going to say like 30% of the ball if we're lucky. So we've got to play more of a. I don't know if we've got to change our game, because we're so used to kind of dominating the possession in a game. But can't remember what it looked like for when we beat them. Did we outpossess them that day?
I was on holiday, so I can't really remember.
Yeah, I'm guessing we might have done on that day, and probably the only time that Southampton have been outpossessed this season so far. You know, they're going to pass the ball around us, they are going to make us work for it. It's an opportunity to take at least a point off a team that seems destined to go up again.
And well, certainly in the playoffs.
So. That'll be. Well, I'm going this way, I'll go this way, fine. And that's, you know, taking 4 points off a team that's good value for the top two is something to hang on to.
No, I agree. I think Mike Dodds will obviously be going down, taking Sunderland down there, thinking I really need not to lose this game of football, because
yeah.
It becomes like after the, you know, the real impressive couple of games he had earlier in the season. He lost his last game in charge, and then he's lost the last three. It's not ideal for him, especially if he's auditioning for the role permanently.
Yeah, I would say that the team he took charge of this time around has probably taken a few more blows than the one that he got when they sacked Tony Mowbray. You know, he still had a team high in confidence and a team that was still kind of playing for Dodds. I wouldn't say they're down tools under Beale, but they certainly appear to be more damaged from that experience. It's really difficult. They're in a rut, and it's like they're playing all right, but like not having Patrick Roberts and Jack Clark in the team or a functioning centre forward is just completely hamstrung us.
Yeah, it is. I think as well, for me, Dodds seems to be quite adept at making changes. He makes good changes. He doesn't seem to get the starting 11 right. So his changes, I think, work. And I think he changes the game. He's obviously got good knowledge of the game and the ability to almost change the game. Even at Norwich, we were woeful, but he made some substitutions that did turn the game a little bit. He just needs to be able to pick the right team at the start. Yeah. That'd be nice. Be good if you could do that, really.
Yeah, that's a bit of a fundamental issue if he's going like 10 minutes in. You know what, this doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's the third time in a row, Michael.
We did tell you this, really, But it's true, though, because it was the case on, obviously, the changes he made. I think the changes in the last two games have just been, to be honest, quite simply taking Hamir off. He should not play anymore. He's nowhere near good enough.
No, I think what Dodd said about him, I think it was before the Leicester game, that he's looked at the stats and he didn't realise how much we've been asking him to do compared to what he was doing when he was at Benfica.
Which is a
pretty big black mark against the scouting and the data scientists that have identified him as being someone that can slot in over the way that we play.
Absolutely mental, that, really.
Like, if you're looking at how Ross Stewart would play, and the amount of running that he would do in a game, like, he wouldn't stop.
No.
And the fact that him here has been a bit kind of surprised by that shows that maybe, his own research has been a bit lacking as well.
Yeah, like, I think...
What was he expecting?
I just feel I thought it was mental that he kept his place on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Really strange that he,
looking at those quotes, that made me feel like he was like, we're going to give him as much game time as possible, but what's it going to achieve?
But he's not good enough, though, and he's not in the game at all. And I know there's the whole thing of, well, what's he supposed to do? Put his own crosses in? No, but he could, try and get involved in the game. He doesn't move. He doesn't know. He doesn't seem to know where to be in order to get in the game. He's just not the answer for this at all. I think you're better off with Roussin, or I don't think Burstow particularly, to be honest. I think he's poor. You're just better off persevering, I think, with Roussin or Job up front, to be fair.
I think with Hamir, I don't want to dig him out too much, but he doesn't do enough. When the ball comes to him, he's already dropped quite deep away from the
can't
from
hold
the
ball off. Up.
Can't
he's
hold
not
the
strong
ball
enough.
No. He'll probably not win headers when we go long. And when he drops off the play, he doesn't look to play off a defender's shoulder. He'll just drop off and come 5 yards deeper, receive the ball, but then he's back to goal and he's 60 yards out.
Yeah,
he's not going to do anything.
Yeah.
So he'll pop it off to someone else, and then that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. He doesn't, tear off into the box. I just feel like...
It's just weird.
Yeah.
Where are we going? Are we going to Bolden part of the thing?
No, I've got a plan.
Okay. What do you do formation? Well, not formation, but what do you do striker-wise on Saturday? What would you do, Richard?
I agree with you, and we've said it quite a few times on the pod that Job's your best opportunity.
He is?
And I'd have... That's a big pothole.
Yes.
I'd have Roussin playing off a wide position, but also as a second striker, effectively.
Yeah. You leave Riggin.
I'd leave Riggin.
Play Oshish.
Well, I don't know, I'm running out of players here.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm thinking of. Should we just leave it to Mike Dodds
and
answer some
Dodds
questions?
Leave it to Dodds to do.
Do you think we'll win?
I don't think we will. I think we'll go win a good position to get a draw.
Yeah.
But I'm not, I don't know.
Do you think we will?
No. No.
Score.
I think it'll not be a whitewash. I think we'll probably lose 1-0.
Yeah, I think we'll get big 2-1. I fancy us to somehow score. Chris Rigg, maybe.
Yeah. I just can't see. The last two games, Norwich game especially, I just didn't see us scoring. I mean, clearly
we just
didn't
don't
see us scoring.
We don't look like scoring.
No.
Like, we don't. It is quite worrying as he turns left here.
Oh, yeah.
At the lights at the top of Bolden Bank. We did ask you earlier for some questions on X, and did you ask on Threads, Richard?
Didn't ask on Threads.
No,
yeah, right, we're still on Threads, but
yeah.
Well, I've got to kind of log into a different thing.
Yeah, it's also a waste of everybody's time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, those of us that kept our Twitter accounts when Threads came can now read out the questions. Daryl Gray has asked, what's been your favourite game this season and funny moments you remembered? Well, I've only done 3 away games this season and we've lost all of them. And the best game, I imagine, was Southampton at home, and I missed that.
Yeah, I was going to say Southampton at home.
But I missed that because I was on holiday. So the 3 away games I've been to were good days, but terrible performances, terrible. Stoke, Birmingham and Norwich.
I did Plymouth earlier on in the season. That was fun.
That's always a good one. I've only done it once.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was good. Right, apart from the game. But how many times have I seen that?
Well, yeah, we got beat there as well. Lots of getting beat this season. My favourite game, I guess, was... I'm struggling here, to be honest.
I'm struggling here.
Which doesn't really know where we are. I don't know. I think the season's been a bit... to be honest. I think there's been some... I thought we played quite well against Stoke under Michael Beale, to be fair.
Leeds was a good result. I didn't particularly enjoy it because it was quite...
Yeah, that was good, that.
It was quite chess gamey, but the result was great and the performance was decent. I mean, we didn't create too many chances, but the result was really impressive considering the circumstances. So yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, Leeds was good. I thought we played actually Birmingham at home. I thought were excellent. Run 3-1 at early kickoff. Job scored. I thought we were really good in that game. So I'm going to go with Birmingham at home.
I'd forgotten that one.
Yeah. Carl has asked how devastated I am to hear about Lugo 9 being suspended for 2 games.
Well, he's my close personal friend now.
Well, he shouldn't get booked, should he? I'm gutted, obviously. I don't know. I thought he was poor against whoever we played at home last weekend, Swansea. Didn't think he did anything wrong at Norwich, to be honest. I thought he was all right on Tuesday. Bit annoying, really, because I don't think Silt's great either. So
yeah, the more we see of him, the more we kind of understand why he hasn't been playing that much.
I'm a bit worried about him, but never mind. Keith has asked, if the Wiseman Sekeru was in the Big Brother house, who would be the first one to be voted out? I guess I'm quite annoying.
Yeah, one of the replies to that was almost instantly Chris.
Yeah, I'd quite like that someone said that. I don't think it would be Chris though.
Nah, I think maybe, I don't know. I don't want to say it myself.
I would imagine I would grate on people, especially if there was nothing else to do but just talk utter rubbish.
But I try to be a people pleaser, but my problem is I'll probably try to please too many people and accidentally betray somebody. Be accused of backstabbing.
Steven?
Yeah.
Yeah,
straight away.
Because he's a mag.
Yeah. He's
Newcastle tendencies will show through.
Yeah, they will. It's really true colours will it'll come out.
Tattoo.
Mackham and Morecambe's asked for the Dars, Rennie or Gaviscon.
What? Rennie?
Rennie's or Gaviscon.
Gaviscon. Depends, but it's different strokes for different folks.
I don't know, really. I'm not an expert on this.
If you're on the move, like, you can't go wrong with a Rennie.
Uriah Rennie.
But if you're, like, if you're at home, bedbound, Gaviscon really does do the trick.
Right.
But it has catastrophic effects on the toilets.
Oh, right, okay. Like, well, sort of incredible. Mints, as I found out after Sheffield Wednesday were in the playoffs. You do know they have a laxative of what? As I'm meeting my 19th strongman of the... Alex Campbell has asked an interesting question, actually. Are we going to finish nearer the top six or the bottom three? And on how many points? I don't know how many points we're going to get, but I think we'll finish closer to the bottom three than we will the top six.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's not like doom mongering.
It's not
pessimism.
At all.
That's just realism, and the games are running out. We've lost five in the bounce, and yeah, it's gonna the table's shaping up, and it's shaping up without us. So yeah.
Cross Keys fan has asked: is Hamia better than Milton Nunes? Now, he's not a Sunderland fan, okay, and he's less funny than Milton Nunes.
Yeah, I remember it well. You know, I think it was about 80,000 in the stadium the day he was paraded on the pitch, because everyone talks about it. It was funny, and it was the fact that, like, the bottom of his shorts met the top of his socks.
Yeah.
There was no gap on his legs.
Hilarious. Paraded at half time was so funny. Did we mean to sign him?
Yeah. Here he is, lads.
Sam Innes, who I think I went to school with, has asked who will get the first star on the Pallywood Wall of Fame, Walk of Fame. The film studios, of course.
Oh, that? Is that what they're calling it?
Well, I don't know. That's what he's calling it. So maybe he's a trendsetter in that. Joe Royal.
Taxi driver out somewhere.
The taxi driver from...
Peter Farrer.
Either that or Gareth Barker.
Yeah, that's my pick.
There are a couple about actual football, but I'm going to pass them on to the dads and they can talk about them on Monday. And Steve has asked, when is Chris Riggs' bedtime?
Whenever he wants. He's 17 now, isn't he? 16.
He's 17. He's 16. 16.
He's younger than my daughter. Incredible.
That is mental, actually.
What
should you do
with
her life? Yeah, loser. I'm so sorry. If you're listening, I'm so sorry. Would you just write the season off now and play the kids? Well, I think the club are doing a pretty good job of that themselves, to be honest.
When the club come out with stuff like plodding on.
Yeah, well, I think the club wrote the season off when they sacked Tony Mulgrew, to be honest, and they wrote it off. Where are we? McDonald. I don't know. What are you getting? We're going to have to get something now.
Next window.
What are you getting?
I'm just going to get a coffee.
Yeah, I'll have a coffee. I'll have a
cappuccino.
Yeah, please.
Have you been
on
McDonald's up today?
No, we haven't, though.
That's what you order, please.
Can I get
Richard's just ordering... We're ordering cappuccinos now at 7:15 because we needed to order something.
Yep.
That's everything, thank you.
And that's probably it. All of the questions now. And enjoy the match on Saturday. If you're flying down with Logan Air... you can use the discount code of WMS10 to get 10% off your flights with Loganair. You can't. Please, nobody try to do that. Well, you can try. It might work.
You are flying out of you're flying out of Southampton International Airport, which is so funny. International because it goes to Jersey.
Yeah.
Or Guernsey, one of the two.
Blue Island.
I recommend the fish finger sandwich from the pub in there. It's really good.
Right. And
that's it. I'm
going to
pay for these coffees.
And I need to pay for these.
I'll pay for them.
Oh, Richard's paying for them. I'll say goodbye. That's all. If you are going, enjoy it. If you're watching it, enjoy it, I guess. And all that's left to say now is I've made a real mess of this, and I'm really sorry for this outro, but thanks very much for listening.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.